the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11. So now we're already after Yud Beis Tammuz. This is the 14th of Tammuz. Letter number 3632, Baruch Hashem, the 14th of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, in connection with the days of redemption of the 12th and the 13th of Tammuz, that we are leaving now from there. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure it's extra to encourage you to take along that encouragement, that arousal from these days for the entire year. And I also surely don't have to point out, to spell out what the encouragement should be, because the idea, the concept of redemption of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, what is the encouragement that we need to take along from Yud Beis Tammuz? The encouragement, the results need to be fitting to the will and the directions of the Rebbe. Now, the Rebbe has something specifically that he wants to say to this person, telling him that you should take along the message and the lesson of Yud Beis Tammuz. The Rebbe says, I'm responding your argument in your letter of the 12th of Iyar that, again, it's kind of hard to exactly know what the person wrote to the Rebbe, but apparently the Rebbe was not too happy the way, the stance that he took. It seems like, you know, it was a battle of sort of, shall I say, egos of, that's the usual, you know, amongst who is getting the credit or who's in charge, who's ahead. I don't know exactly, but the Rebbe says, you write in your letter, dated the 12th of Iyar, that you are only thing is he quotes a verse. There's a verse that says, "Leman Shmi Yichbad Hashem." So the honor of Hashem, Hashem says, is for my name. Basically, for my name's sake, Hashem will be honored. But you can paraphrase the verse as meaning, Leman Shmi, you know, which is for making myself a name, you know, for my prestige. That's why you're honoring Hashem. That's in a negative way. So the Rebbe, I'm not sure whether he was talking about himself or he was talking about someone else. The Rebbe says in Yiddish that he only goes by, it is for my name that Hashem will be honored, and I see from the continuation, but I'm not sure if he was saying it about himself or saying about somebody else. And the Rebbe says, he, on top of that, he emphasized, he said, one of those letters, which one of the four letters? So I'm going to assume that what the Rebbe means here, again, I'm trying to interpret it, not knowing exactly. I'm assuming that he underlined the word Shmi, my name, which basically would mean all for your own sake, for your own ego. So what you're doing. So the Rebbe says, since the Rebbe says that you don't really fit the above, so the Rebbe is saying basically, after Yud Gimel Tammuz this year, so we talked about the redemption, we talked about an encouragement, we talked about everyone should go out of their own limitations, and to really fit yourself into the wills and the instructions of the previous Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, so after Yud Beis Tammuz, you're already on a higher level. So, not sure. The Rebbe says there's also dot, dot, dot here that you need. The Rebbe says that that medicine or that, I guess, that correction for Hasidim, dot, 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 I don't know. So the Rebbe says, you know, need to explain this, because if it wasn't so, so then you would see what the Pasuk really means. Who is saying this, Leman Shmi, for whose name? Who is saying then? So, even if without this medicine, I'm not sure what the medicine the Rebbe is talking about. Maybe the Musar that the Rebbe has to tell them, that's the medicine to stand them straight. Because this verse says, because my name, who's saying this? Hashem is saying this. Not a person is saying. Anyways, the Rebbe says, what is this all important? This is not really important, because this isn't important, the Rebbe says. So, the Rebbe wants to correct the things over there, what's going on over there. Apparently, the discord and the things that are going on, where people are trying to, make themselves, aggrandize their own name and everything. So the Rebbe says, who is it important that it shouldn't be for self aggrandization or for prestige? That's important for Mikhail. He is the great officer, the great Tsar. He writes the merits of the Yidden. That's his job. Mikhail writes the merits of the Yidden, but so he's interested when he writes about the merits. He wants to make sure that when a Yid does something, he doesn't do it with any ulterior motives. It should not be Leman Shmi. It shouldn't be for your own namesake. When we're trying to figure out what is the greatest zechus, the greatest privilege for a Yid, as far as Malach Michoel is concerned, of course, you do things without any ulterior motives, and not for your own namesake, because that way he can write a greater merit, not just quantity wise but also in quality wise. But the Rebbe says, my letters, when I write to the Hasidim in the Holy Land, in the letters that I write, general letters to the Tziragudus Chabad, I'm saying that whatever the Rebbe writes, the Rebbe doesn't write personally. So over there, I'm not talking about people. Over there, we're talking about activities and not about the people. So I'm not concerned why people will be doing it, whether they will doing it for ulterior motives or for pure motives. I want people to do the acts. I'm interested. I'm not interested that the people should do it for pure holy motives. I guess maybe wrote to the Rebbe that the people that are doing it are not doing it with proper motives. They're doing it for selfish reasons or for other reasons, for ulterior motives. So the Rebbe says, it doesn't bother me. If a person mixes into the activity his own motive, which is either getting reward in this world or in the world to come, I'm adding maybe some of the reward, getting covet, getting honor, doesn't matter, or both. He's doing it because he wants reward in this world and he wants reward in the world to come. So the Rebbe says, move on as ich farginem dos. The Rebbe says, I'm okay with that, you know? if you're doing it because you want to, you know, be a big shot, or you want to get a reward, you want to, in this world and the world to come, I'm okay with that. So the Rebbe says, when they ask me, and you want to get an answer, and you want to do, if you ask me, and you want to get an answer to fit a proper answer, so then, the Rebbe says, then I will start to reflect, what is better? Should they do Leman Shmi, or for the name of Lubavitch, in generally, which also includes the details, which means the people of Anash. Anyways, it's kind of hard for me to exactly decipher what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe said this is not about honor, not about individual, this is about activities. And I guess people were complaining that people are doing it for selfish reasons, whatever there is. The Rebbe says, I want the thing done. And if they have ulterior motives and benefits, so be it, you know. But the Rebbe says, if you ask me, what should be? Should you do it for personal, or you should do it for Lubavitch? You should do it for Lubavitch, which includes everything. I guess if people were more, it's hard to make out, but if people are going to be more concerned about things getting done, not so much about who is doing it, then you would avoid a lot of, because if the goal is for it to get done, so it doesn't make such a difference who is doing it. It's doing it. It's more important, the Rebbe says, for Lubavitch, for the name, for general, the people there. Again, I don't feel I'm doing justice because I'm not really understanding. If I knew the background, but that'll be sufficient for now.